strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
If there's something weird and it don't look good.
Hello and welcome to the Multimedia Podcast number 5. This is our Dreamcast segment. If you joined us a few podcasts ago, we set our fantasy cast for a remake of Police Academy. We hope you enjoyed it. So we're going to do this every couple episodes from here on out. This Dreamcast we're going to do is Ghostbusters. We know it's iconic. We know it's very difficult to replace these guys, but they are making a sequel reboot of it, and we think we have the perfect cast between the five of us, and we're gonna discuss our picks and hopefully pick one for each character. And again, I'm Brian Kluger, joined by Mark Chaffardini from GoSeeTalk.com, Adam Conway from the Angelica Film Center, Andrew Conway, who films a lot of movies and TV and reality show around Texas. And we've got Gadi Elkon, who you can find at GadiElkon.com.
Original, fuckers.
Original. So we're going to start out our Dreamcast with the character Zool. If you remember her, she was the hot model chick dressed up in suds at the end who pretty much brought forth the Marshmallow Man and tried to destroy the faithful Ghostbusters. So
Busy girl.
So I would like to pass this on to Mark Chaffardini to see who you would cast as Zool.
Well, this is kind of difficult because when you said Dreamcast, I thought we were going to come here and talk about the Sega Dreamcast. In that case, I was ready to talk about Crazy Taxi.
Best game console ever made.
Underrated console. Anyway, so talking about the recast of Ghostbusters, this is kind of a difficult one. Because Zool is not, as Brian mentioned, a wonderful, beautiful girl. She is very androgynous and spiky like Ivan Drago.
I would have sex with her.
It says a lot, buddy.
You heard
says
it
says a lot, you heard
it
buddy.
But
it says a lot.
Was it her, though?
Hello.
Zool.
Uh-oh. That was a chick, man.
That's
Netherworld or not? Whoa. I liked it.
Well,
where's the Netherworld?
You do a dog first.
Because I really didn't know what to do. I mean, do you do Bridget Nielsen? I mean, it seems like a no-brainer, but
she's not doing anything.
So you're the key master, is what you're saying.
Isn't she in drug rehab? Did she get out of drug rehab?
Well, she could do anything you want. If she wanted to be in the Ghostbusters,
so
she could be rehabbed. In,
I don't think
but,
so.
Okay, now this is the difficulty we're having. I was thinking that I just saw Holy Motors, and I thought that I couldn't find the girl's name or even the character, but the girl who played the girl in spandex doing the motion capture sequence in Holy Motors would be a great Zool.
Why?
And that's just because,
I like that.
You know, when Bankman goes nimble little minx, isn't she? I just kind of thought that just fit the bill.
Is
you
she,
know?
She's nimble.
Proportionate.
Yeah.
She is buxom. She is tall.
I like
she
that.
Is very svelte, and she can bend backwards. So and
I
really
like all
bend
these
backwards.
Things.
So that's my choice.
Well, sweet, sweet. All right. What about you, Mr. Adam Conway?
I was thinking like a little more smaller of a woman.
Smaller.
Zelda
like
Rubinstein.
Mila Kunis is what I was thinking of.
Ooh, I like her.
Ooh.
Or maybe Miranda Kerr. Tom. I guess that Orlando Bloom's wife.
Okay.
Model.
I like Mila.
We know where your thoughts
I think
are.
She can pull like
we
a,
where your
a Russian
are.
Accent because she's from the
yeah.
Soviet.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right,
nice,
Andrew.
Nice. I was thinking more a little older for Zool. A
little older.
But someone that definitely can pull off a pair of leather pants.
Olympia Dukakis?
Whoa. That's tough, buddy. That's tough.
Well,
she's got a
close,
great figure.
Close.
An older lady.
With Kate Beckinsale.
No, yeah.
Ooh, Underworld.
Because she could definitely pull
yeah,
off.
Yeah, but you
the
have
the
to have her husband direct it to make her slow.
It's not good.
And the movie would be crap.
Yeah, oh, that's sad.
Aww.
I like Kate Beckinsale.
I'd still
well,
see it.
I like that. What about you, Gotti?
I went a little bit more, a little bit, I guess, older range, too. Carrie Ann Moss from The Matrix.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. I like
leather.
That a lot.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
got dark hair, kind of white
like
complexion.
That. Fuck my
voodoo.
Cake. I like Carrie Ann Moss.
There you go. Dirty.
Hope I pick
like
Sofia
it.
Vergara just
oh,
because
buxom.
She's hot as shit.
And she's Latino.
Yeah, and she.
I didn't think Zool had a South American
she's got
vibe.
To be,
you can make
she's, fuck what you got.
With one line of dialogue, she can be
that?
An ancient Spanish Sumerian, something like that.
Sumerian.
I like those Sumerians. That's
I like Carrie Ann Moss a lot, though. The hottest, I really like Carrie Ann Moss.
The hottest
what do y'all
of our
think?
Ancient races, for sure, is Sumerians.
She's all right.
You think you do
the
better than Carrie Ann Moss?
Races.
Yeah, I mean,
our ancient
good.
Races.
You like
ancient.
Mila better?
Don't forget ancient. Yes.
Who did you say? Oh, I'm kidding.
Who?
What do you think?
Kudis?
Mila?
I kind of like Beckinsale.
Beckinsale?
I would go with Beckinsale.
Those
too.
Are all
I'm
good
just
ones.
Saying,
but I think
that's
I mean, it's
ways.
Such a small
yeah.
part. You know?
Yeah, it's
it
a
really
bit part.
But you need someone memorable, and I think that Beckinsale, you know, she'll
cut her hair short.
She'll do it.
Yeah.
All right. I like Mila. I think Mila's too pretty for.
She's
gonna
have red hair.
I think Carrie Ann Moss, and I think the what's her name Beckinsale would probably be the best. All right, moving on with. Judge, originally played by Harris Yulin. Judge made an appearance in the second movie. So, Mark, who do you have for Judge?
Well, can I go with my first round of casting or my second round?
I want to go with both. Go with both.
Yeah, okay, well, the first one seems kind of throwaway, but it's stupid. I think Beau Bridges would be a pretty funny judge, you know?
Like all white hair? I could see that.
Yeah.
I like that.
My second choice would be Michael Kelly from Dawn of the Dead and House of Cards. Netflix's House of Cards.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I think for a really small part, it could be Bo could really ham it up, or Michael Kelly could just be like, I mean, because he's kind of a dick when he plays his roles. So.
Okay, I like it. I like it. What about you, Adam?
I'm going with old reliable Stephen Root.
Ooh, nice.
And you know what?
You can't fucking cast Stephen Root.
Yes, you can.
He casts himself.
Play,
fuck y'all.
He can play any part. He's like the best character actor.
Steven.
I love Stephen Root. Absolutely.
He is a great character.
He is so good.
Sure.
He's so fucking good. He was the best part of that shithole.
The Office.
The Office.
The Lone Ranger. Best part
Space.
Of the movie was Stephen Root.
He
with a long mustache. All right. Andrew.
I went along the same lines as Adam. I actually went with Richard Jenkins, though.
Oh,
yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, the two identical twins went with all thought of the same person.
The Scolari brothers! The Scolari brothers! Oh, and Richard Lane! Try the murder! Get in the chair!
All right, I like Richard Jenkins, too. I like Stephen Rue better, though. All right, Gotti?
I went older. I thought white hair. I thought this is going to sound
ageist.
Dark. It is a little bit ageist. Walter Frey from Game of Thrones. Old British man.
Oh,
all right. I don't even know who the actor
you
is.
Don't
I'm going
name.
Latex man.
Not the old guy from Game of Thrones.
I mean, it's the judge.
I don't see.
I like that. I still like Root better for this. He could be awesome.
I don't learn old
Stephen Root could do anything.
He doesn't learn old people's names just because why should he
be in
that is awesome.
That's sad. I know. It's ageism.
Brian, what about you?
I picked Sid Haig, Captain Spaulding from House of a Thousand Corpses.
Wow, that's creepy.
Of course you would.
Yes, I would.
That's scarily good.
Speaking of who's been at a lot of Texas Frightmare Weekend,
Sid
Haig.
And Sid Haig played
cool
a judge. Dude. I'm trying to remember in what movie, but he did play a judge in a movie.
He does know the law.
Yeah. And I think it would be
he's
so
legit.
Fun in that part. Sid Haig.
Did he solve crimes with
of course
Lansbury?
You picked
I think
Sid
so.
Haig.
Him and Angela
so.
Lansbury dated for a while.
Yeah.
So that's weird.
All right. So I'm either going with Sid Haig or I'm going with Stephen Root. Those are two good ones.
I still think Richard Jenkins.
I mean, I like Richard Jenkins. I think I'd rather see Root in there just to have Root
see,
in the
okay,
movie.
Okay, I'm a fan of Root too. I think.
All right. This is a really fun one. This is a fan favorite. I'm curious to see how many people pick the same one I did. But we're gonna cast Viggo right now from Part Two. The guy in the painting who was played by Wilhelm von Homburg.
Who?
I'm gonna name my first kid that.
Yes.
Wilhelm
He's
von legit Homburg.
German, yo.
So,
yeah.
Viggo, the guy in the painting, Mark Sheffordini.
A lot of people thought that was Kevin Costner.
Who do you want to play Viggo?
Well, did you know that Viggo had some voiceover by Max von Sydow?
No, I did not.
Yeah.
Look at that old man get some work.
There's a few Vons in all these names.
It's quite Nazi.
I'm looking through my notes, and actually, I feel like a dick because I don't have a Viggo. Except to say, I'd kind of like to see... I'm drawing a big blank.
Oh, we can come back to you.
Let's just go with Brian Cranston. Oh, yeah.
That's Vigo.
Sure. He's got the bald. I can see it.
You
can
get the menacing look. The menacing look.
I like the menacing look.
Everybody has to tread lightly now, so we'll see. All right.
Remember my name!
Say my name! What about you?
I'm just pulling actors out of Expendables movies. It's like Dolph Lundgren or Steve Austin.
Like Dolph Lundgren now? Like,
yeah, Steve Austin.
I can't see Steve Austin. I can see Dolph Lundgren.
I can see Dolph Lundgren. He's got that nice,
I can't believe,
jaw.
Not even, I would expect you to have my pitch for Vigo. All right, what about you? Adam.
He has you figured out. What are you doing?
Well, he's a pretty smart guy. He's in Mensa, so you can't...
Dolph is that. He's a genius.
Yeah,
Dolph
is a
genius.
I can see Dolph in it.
I'm writing his biography right now.
Sweet.
Working on it.
But,
it's called Missionary Man.
Dolph was 6'2". The end. New Stone.
I went with Ron Perlman.
Wow.
Boom!
Badass.
That's a good
choice. Badass.
Fuck, that beats my choice.
He just... Yeah.
I like him. I like him. I think I got you beat, though.
I don't know.
I think
he's
you got your
own.
Is it Captain Stallman?
He's got that look.
God damn you.
Captain Stallman for every part. Yeah.
I do like,
but
I love Ron Perlman. He would
I
be
like
awesome.
Ron Perlman
of
Anarchy, a lot.
He
could grow that hair. Oh,
yeah.
That's a good choice.
That's a good choice.
What about you? What about you?
I went someone that I think's a little crazy, and it would be, he's lost a little weight, but now he's a little skinnier, Val Kilmer.
The one, the only, Mad Mardigan.
I think he'd be pretty quality, but I don't know. Ron Perlman spooks the shit out of me.
Sam Clemens, Mark Twain?
Yeah, because I don't know if he's available.
You can see him coming out of a painting at you and be scared shitless.
Val's been tied up for a little bit on his whole Mark Twain
book. I would love you to pitch that to him.
He was in a straight-to-DVD movie with Francis. So
he was in 12 straight-to-DVD movies.
Twix was awful.
That's tough, buddy.
Not about the candy.
He needs the work. Let's cast him. Fuck it.
I'm not for Val.
So who do you have to beat me? Who's this, Brian?
Yeah, who's
he's
this great
beater?
Oh, my God.
We all do.
Ron Perlman.
Vigo, I like... I went younger with Vigo. A little younger.
Michael Cera.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Benedict,
that is a good choice.
That is spooky as shit.
I think he would be awesome as Vigo.
He's not...
He's not chunky enough.
No, but he could build up, you know? I think he has the face for it, man.
Oh, yeah. But...
I think Benedict would be awesome as Vigo, but I do like Ron Perlman.
Ron
Perlman,
Ron
Perlman
definitely
awesome.
Has the face.
I want Ron Perlman's character, Knives Chow, to get his own movie. He was my favorite character since Bruce Campbell in Army of Darkness.
Sure.
Oh my God, he's so good. But I like that. I'm going with Benedict or
Ron.
You
Ron
let us know, fans.
Ron.
All right. The next one, we're still sticking with part two. We're going to cast Janosch Poha, played by the hilarious Peter McNichol in the original movie.
He's hilarious.
I'm curious to see who y'all have picked, too. So, Mark, who do you cast as Janosch? Janosch was, if you don't remember, he was the curator.
It is Vigo.
Who spoke to Vigo, So.
The second love interest for Sigourney Weaver.
Correct.
He did get some action.
He did.
Okay, well, I'm really confused because I came up with two choices because everything didn't gel well together. So my first choice is Andy Serkis.
Ooh. I love him. I love Andy Serkis.
That's
love that
choice.
Guy.
And
big
my,
theater guy, they
and,
say.
And my second would be Stanley Tucci.
Oh.
Stanley Tucci!
They're both
well.
Well,
those are
really
two excellent.
Yeah,
they're so good.
Actors.
I would see Serkis more than Tucci.
Yeah, because
Serkis
is kind of goofy.
Serkis
but
is
so serious.
Really good character actor,
at the same
too,
time,
man.
Janosch was so...
Goofy but serious.
That's
good.
Yeah.
You are like a buzzing of fire. Andy Serkis, if you don't know, he was the voice of Gollum.
What?
And played Gollum. If you saw Topsy Turvy, he was one of the dance coordinators.
Oh, wait.
He was
in 13 going
on
30.
Yes,
he
was.
Boss.
He was the boss.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
It's true.
And he was also
and
King
was King
Kong.
Kong from Peter Jackson's 2005.
He's the best King Kong.
And he was
also
yeah, he was playing the apes. He was
Caesar.
Caesar.
Really?
What about you, Adam? What do you got, Adam?
I went younger.
Why'd you give me?
He's been doing kind of a Russian accent already in Star Trek, Anton Yelchin.
Yes!
What a young bastard.
It's close.
Victor.
Victor.
I like that. I like him. He'd be good. Nice, he kind of looks like him,
exactly.
Too.
Exactly.
Ooh,
exactly.
Yeah.
So.
Which is funny because he was the main kid in the remake of Fright Night, too.
Yeah.
He didn't have the accent. Well, he's good. I like him. All right.
That's a good
nice.
One.
I couldn't decide on this one. I've got two for you. The first I have is Jonah Hill.
Okay.
From
Skinny Jonah makes yes. perfect sense.
Exactly.
But now
from,
he's Big Jonah now again.
He's Big Jonah.
From
now.
This is
oh,
the end.
God.
He was he's just the way that it, you know he acted. Oh, kind of nice, but all the little things like that was so not cool last night.
something not so chill after
not
last
so chill
night.
Happened last
so
night. I think.
All right, Jonah Hill.
That,
who's the second one?
And then. John C. Reilly. I just see him as
that's a good. I like
Reilly.
John C. Reilly.
I can see. I can see Reilly playing Viggo too.
He's
like that.
It's Viggo.
Yeah. I like Reilly. Yeah. All right.
So,
I went way.
No, no, no! Touching the painting. Slides over the elevator to the gift shop. Ah! All
right, Gotti.
I
you
went
have?
Totally older than that. I went TV more, but Michael J. Fox
really?
Going all schizo on it. See it.
I like Fox.
No.
I like
don't
him.
Confuse like Parkinson's with schizo.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
whoa,
tough.
Whoa.
I didn't bring it up. It's tough. It's hard.
It's kind of yeah. It's,
he'll just be back
that's
in two shakes, right?
He's definitely he's definitely funny. He proved that in Curb Your Enthusiasm.
And he could poof the hair. He could get like
yeah,
curls.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
Sure. Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Older.
Money.
Why would he be in the middle?
Yes,
I'm
he's a ghost. The ghost
is the ghost. Christopher Lloyd. How are you doing?
You gotta go back. Yo.
He's the ground. He's the ground.
What a twist in the story.
I changed my choice. No, it's Christopher Lloyd as Viggo.
That's good.
What
right.
do you got, Ryan?
All right, for Janosch, I went with somebody who y'all mentioned is serious yet goofy and was a fellow Star Trek alum, Simon Pegg.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah.
I think Simon Pegg could do well at that.
He could have fun with that accent,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's goofy
he's
and
talented.
Serious.
He has some crazy
places.
Hair.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I like my
well.
Pick Simon Pegg, but man, fucking Andy Serkis is killer for that role. Oh, I'd love to see him in that.
Yeah.
Or Anton Yelchin. I think
I like
Yelchin
just for the Russian favorite. That's
yes.
good.
I like that.
Struggles.
All right. Let us know who y'all pick for Janosch out there, all right? So we're
it's
going
a big
on,
one.
We're going on to the... To the fourth Ghostbuster, Winston Zeddemore, played by Ernie Hudson.
Quality.
Now, you know...
Don't you say a black guy.
You don't have to.
That's what I wrote. A black guy.
That's what you... Yeah, I don't know.
Men of color. Let's get it right, people. Men of color.
What year are we?
Dear Lee Daniels.
Do you know, buddy? Lee
Daniels. Around still.
Oh, so, Winston Zeddemore, Ernie Hudson, the black Ghostbuster.
Yeah, we're all five white guys.
He's got to be a black Ghostbuster.
Yeah. He doesn't have to be. He could be a female.
Okay.
Be a white.
Well, actually, that's
uh-oh.
Because that's kind
yeah.
of my terminology.
Twists.
Because I figured,
I took
you know,
it, yeah.
everybody else might have the same answer as I came up with, too. Kind of keep
black girl.
So, going with the black guy, Gotti, Idris Elba.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Luther.
Kind of a brutish
quality.
Black guy, but also...
He would be
serious.
He might be mean as shit. Though.
But you know, the thing is, here's my problem
yeah,
with the whole
I'm killing you.
Movie. You have Darius
Trigger,
bro. Who just shows up. Like, what's his backstory? All three of the
there's
Ghostbusters
no, he was
were
looking
scientists.
For a job.
No, I know that.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, it's like... If there's a steady paycheck involved, I'll believe anything you say.
Yeah.
So it's
that's
like
that's how I took it too.
Yeah.
Like some guy that just shows up has
yeah.
no idea. So he's sort of clueless, but he's got along for the ride.
So you know, I'm not sure if he's like is a construction worker or a substitute teacher. So I either went with Idris to kind of keep
ooh.
With the black theme,
I like
or
Idris.
My
one of the actors
dark.
From
the
substitute.
In the
yeah.
US demands for minute work. That's my second choice would be Jeff Garland. I figured if you're gonna
oh
have
nice,
you know, somebody big.
I could 20, picture 20. His voice just. Just yelling would be so good. I love Jeff Garland. Oh man, Idris is so good though.
Yeah. So it can go either way.
He's
yeah,
done.
Yeah.
He's beautiful.
What about you, Adam?
I chose Chris Tucker.
Of course.
I'm waiting for the other one.
What a funny son of a bitch.
Call him the man.
He's great in some of his playbook. He's
not
gonna
find it. Call him the smoke on the ass. Call him ass.
It's a no. It was a bomb.
Oh, that's
sorry,
crazy.
Adam. You got us.
Who I was really thinking was Bobby Cannavale. I think he'd be.
Ooh, yeah, because he could be funny.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, his last season.
But yeah, Zeddemore in the original movie was really like the straight one. Like he was. You believe you pay me, I'll believe in anything you want. And
yeah,
they had
yeah.
like that serious conversation about God in the car too.
And this way,
yeah, he can do that.
Nice.
I like that. I like that.
I went, I went a little different. I was thinking more about a guy that has, you know, sort of just makes comments like, "What are you guys doing?" So that's who I was going with. So I had two guys here as well. One of them, Adam's lookalike, Nick Offerman.
with or without the mustache.
I kind of love that pick. Holy shit, that's
so. If you don't know what Adam Conway looks like,
look off of me. It takes away the mustache, and that's exactly what Adam looks like. I just think, yeah, his sort of little one-liners, just an outside perspective, and along the same lines, good old Danny McBride, because I feel, you know, he comes in there and he's just like, oh, what the hell is going on here? And
yeah.
It's just
All right. Yeah. I would say Danny McBride is a little too much for Zedmore's part. I think he could be another character, but Zedmore's more of like that. I like that. Yeah,
because I think his whole shtick would be funnier with someone that's like really serious about like, oh, what are you guys? You guys are doing ghosts over here? Yeah. So, what do you got, Gotti?
I kept with black theme, unlike you people. Wow. But I did go black girl.
I had Chris Tucker. What are you talking about?
I think
Christina Tucker.
No, though that would be genius.
I have a feeling. I'm reading your mind.
Is it Tyler
right
Banks?
Now.
That's who you got.
No,
Aisha Tyler.
Yes. Aisha Tyler would be perfect for this role.
The chick who's hosting Whose Line Is It Anyway right now.
Yeah, she's on Archer.
He loves Archer. That's why.
Yeah. Okay. I can see that.
I want to see her in a Ghostbusters outfit. Go.
Could actually be Winston's daughter.
Like,
so she could actually be Winston's daughter. And
Winston's
daughter.
Boom! Thank you.
We're in problem. All
right, would you still name her Winston?
With a mustache.
Winnie Zedmore? All right.
That's great.
All right.
I like that.
Captain
Winstonia.
I like the black. Let's keep it there.
All right. Nice one.
And that's our show. Thank you.
Hey, nice one.
Brian, what about you?
I picked two. When you said Idris Elba, I liked Idris Elba more, but I picked Morris Chestnut.
Ooh, so dark.
And then, like, a ridiculous choice just because I want to see this actor in a comedy role like this and strap on a proton pack, Denzel Washington. Denzel. I want to see him put on a proton pack and just...
Proton.
Proton. But I'm with Idris Elba all the way here. Oh. Idris Elba.
That's the ending of the
movie. Nick Offerman.
I'm Denzel.
Nick Offerman's pretty good. I like Idris a lot.
What about Jay Farrow? He did a good Denzel.
He does a good Obama.
Yeah, but Denzel has the look, man. He's
what about Eddie
guy.
Murphy right now? Like chubby Eddie.
Mm-mm. I like him.
I think Eddie in that role
Chetty
would be awesome.
Not Charlie Murphy, right?
Charlie Murphy might work too. I like Idris, man. Idris owns that role.
Ghostbusters. Idris would be great.
All right, let us know who you think Winston should be played by. We're going to move on to...
the black one.
We're going to move on to Walter Peck, played by the amazing William Atherton, who, if you remember, was the asshole guy who tried to shut down Ghostbusters, and there was the famous line, this man has no dick.
Please. I want to know what it is you do.
What it is you do. And William Atherton was also the bad guy in
Real Genius,
right?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
And Biodome.
Wasn't a fan of popcorn.
Biodome quality.
Of course. Quality.
Yes.
But
come back,
Mark,
to Leah.
Who should play Walter Peck?
Okay, for the more serious role, I think Kevin Spacey would do a great...
that's kind of like the Lex Luthor-esque type of role.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That was my thinking. And the more kind of even keel, more the comedian, I was thinking Michael McKean. You know, somebody like...
Michael McDonald.
Both of these characters can kind of be, you know, sort of... You hate them, but you love them, and they have a good delivery, and it's charming. So.
I like Michael McKean, man.
It's a good one.
He's not in a whole lot anymore. He got in that bad car accident.
That stuff.
Somebody ran him over.
Put me down, Brian.
Woo! Death talk.
My picks, I have Michael Keaton. Hank Azaria. I think both of those guys would be great as kind of a villain.
I would like to see Hank Azaria in that. I think he's a little cartoony. I like Keaton a lot better. I think he can tone down. Yeah,
well, Keaton definitely.
Keaton's awesome. Keaton's awesome.
Yeah,
that's a good choice.
He's making a comeback.
That's a good one. Choices, I think. But
all right, Andrew.
I had two comedians as well. Both have sort of played asshole roles in the past. Adam Scott.
Okay.
Ooh. Who
he's the bad guy in the new Secret Life.
Yeah, Adam Scott was in Party Down. Step Brothers.
But at the same time, he can be that straight straight guy that's an asshole. And the same for the other guy, Joel McHale.
Oh yeah.
Ooh.
And, who's played an asshole in a few movies, and
he's got the one liner down too.
Yeah.
He's the bad guy in Ted.
Yeah.
He's
so I
good.
Feel like how we, if we're making this more a comedic Ghostbusters remake, or if it's going
to
be like a
period piece drama,
you got options.
Well, this isn't period piece?
It's 1920s.
That's what it's going for.
1920s New York. So,
all right, good choices, Gotti. What are your?
I want a little bit more
Peck?
Serious actor, but I'm harping back to his
goofy serious or just
goofy serious. Bradley Cooper.
I guess he can play
step in there and kind of go quirky, a little loud. He likes to scream.
Not since Wedding Crashers has he played a...
And I think
he was kind of a shit in Valley or Place Beyond the Pines.
And in Silver Linings Playbook, he's kind of an asshole in that too because he's...
Well, he had a medical condition.
That doesn't... Yeah. He's still a dick.
A dick's a dick.
We needed to find a dick for the role, yes?
Yeah.
I lied.
Well, good look.
I lied.
He's got no dick.
That's tough. Well, good, good. I like Bradley.
Right. What about you?
I went older. I went J.K. Simmons for Walter Peck.
Ooh.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
he could have
he's
come in there him. And just could have...
Also super sad.
He could have...
Who's not to be confused with Richard Jenkins, because
yeah,
they both look exactly alike.
But I think he could
they
come
could
in there and just like be a complete dick and be funny with it, too.
Yeah, yeah. I can see that.
So
need to find someone with a good beard. We need a role with a good beard.
I think he can grow a beard right here. There's a bald head.
Yeah, I think they all could grow beards. They're men.
Oh. Manly men. Not multimedia men, though.
Yes.
So who do we all pick? Who do we all like? Do we all like our own ones?
Michael Keaton.
I like
Michael Keaton.
Michael
Keaton's pretty good.
Michael Keaton's
good.
That's a good role. We have Val Kilmer and Michael Keaton in this
movie. I loved him in
How about George Clooney? Anyone? Come fuck put in.
He's not going to be a Batman, right?
I don't know. He might be in later on.
All right. So let us know who you think. We're moving on to Janine Melnitz, played by Annie Potts. Janine Melnitz was the secretary for the Ghostbusters, who had the thick New York accents. So, Mark.
Does it for Gotti.
Well, then just don't go in there. I'm sorry, they can't get back to you till the first of the year. I think there's only one actress who can play Janine, and that's Aubrey Plaza.
Oh, perfect, man.
Ooh,
perfect.
She's on my list, too.
Yeah.
Perfect,
like
Aubrey Plaza. She has the look. She has that, like, bored, like, ugh.
Look. And the attitude, like, in Scott Pilgrim, it's like, Scott Pilgrim, here's your copy.
I like that. I like Aubrey. That's
good.
My pick. Not my pick, but I like that better than mine.
I went with Anna Kendrick.
I can see her.
Yeah.
Another pilgrim.
Yeah.
Very well, you know, so
I like her.
She's cute.
She could do well. She could do well.
I actually had Aubrey as one of my picks, but
I like this one.
Back up to that was Rashida Jones.
Ooh, black. Going
yeah,
black.
I think
I like it.
You know, she pulled off the glasses thing in the Celeste and Jesse Forever, so she can do
yeah,
that.
I like
what she's
doing.
She's great.
Has a little fever over there. It's
good.
She's great, and yeah.
Choice.
So we need a little ethnicity in this movie.
Right, I like
quality, so there we go.
We already have Chris Tucker, guys. Come on.
I want another Parks and Rec. I want Amy Poehler.
Nice.
I think Poehler's got the.
Or she could be in the Amy. Yeah, she's real.
Tina
she's
Faye.
Fucking
Tina Faye looks like you like
chirpy.
Yeah, but the glasses get in the way. She went to work on
they come off. They're not.
I don't know. Do they? Because she doesn't do anything.
I feel like she's too old for this part. But
all right.
I have quick better jobs than this.
That's good.
Brian.
All right. I'm going to go with Mark's choice, Aubrey Plaza, but I did have Lake Bell and Kristen Ritter down for the role.
Nice.
Lake Bell would
I
be fun.
Lake
she
Bell
can
too.
Do not. Yeah.
I think they would both have
I
a.
I love Lake Bell.
It might just be because we some of us saw her this last week, and she did a movie on Voices, and I think she could pull off.
She talks with her mouth.
The New York accent. I think Kristen Ritter could do a good job, but I think Aubrey Plaza has it in the bag for me. That's
she's,
a pretty good cast. So let us know who you like. We're moving on to
she
one of my favorite characters days. Of the Ghostbusters, Louis Tully, played by Rick Moranis. Who did an
Woo!
Excellent monologue when he had a party and he invited clients instead of friends to save money and not pay taxes. It's an amazing, amazing role. It's very difficult to recast Rick Moranis, but Louis Tully, Mark Chaffer, give me who do you cast?
Okay, who brought the dog? Okay, I do have to give just a little bit of backstory. A lot of these choices I thought of, they may seem stupid, but in comparison with other actors... They kind of make sense in my own wild world. But my first choice, by and away, is Clark Duke from Sex
nice.
Drive and Kick-Ass. I think that he just has that really
nice.
Great...
Oh,
no,
yes.
Choice too. Yeah.
Clark Duke? The bigger guy from Kick-Ass.
Yes.
The bigger
yes.
friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is Jeremy the bigger friend?
Great one. Because he is the bigger friend.
It's funny because I was thinking of Clark Duke and then also Michael Cera.
I had Michael Cera down as well. I had Michael Cera down. Because I was picturing them like when Rick Moranis does the dance.
Yeah.
So I could see Cera do that. Awkwardly.
Nice.
I have somebody else for that role. But yeah, that's a good
so
one.
Michael
I like Cera.
And Clark Duke were my
yeah, those were good.
Awesome.
Perfect.
Well,
perfect.
I had someone different. Someone we've actually talked about that pretty much did the same role but in a different movie already.
Eddie Dufresne?
Close. Charlie Day. From Pacific Rim.
Oh, yeah, Charlie Day.
He pretty much
funny.
Did his best Rick Moranis impression in that movie.
Yeah, with the silver
and I feel like he might as well keep it going and do it in this movie.
All right, I like that. That's a difficult one, yeah.
See, I'm stealing one of yours. I like Jonah Hill in this role.
Really?
Yeah. Laid back a little bit.
All right.
He'd be good. All
right. Good to see Jonah Hill. I see Michael Cera and the other guy.
Clark Duke,
Clark
I think,
Duke.
Is it.
Yeah. I had Michael Cera and Joe Latribulio.
Joe
Latrugia. Oh, I got a last minute vote. Let's go with Abe Vigoda. Somebody who's too old to get a job, but he can answer phones at the Ghostbuster.
Oh my God, he's doing it.
He's doing it. I love Joe Latrugia. But yeah, Michael Cera or Clark Duke. Clark Duke's probably pretty awesome in that. Yeah. Yeah. Excellent. We've got it. Let's move on. Now we're basically to the main cast right now. We're going to first start with Egon Spengler, originally played by Harold Ramis. He was the most serious of the three Ghostbusters.
So take that in consideration.
He collects spores, molds, and fungus. Mark Chaffardini, who do you cast as Egon Spengler?
Oh, Egon!
For me, I've got like I said, two completely different casts. For the first cast, I would go with Rafe Spall from Prometheus and a bunch of the Edgar Wright movies, kind of that quirky English kind of scientist.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And the second would be just really off the wall, but it'd be Jean Dujardin from OSS 117.
OSS 117 movies.
The Artist.
All right.
I think they could both be really quirky.
You went foreign.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. See
like that.
Adam?
I had a bevy of people as well.
a bevy of people?
A
plethora?
Adam Scott was my first choice. I think he would be.
Who?
Adam Scott? Someone else used him for something else.
Yeah.
Then Ed Helms, you know, since he looks nerdy with glasses.
I like Ed Helms.
He's kind of the uptight guy. And I also had Simon Pegg, which was said for something else too. So. All
right.
Yeah, I had Simon Pegg. That's
I don't know if I see any of those guys for Egon Spengler, but other characters, though.
Yeah.
You see Captain Spaulding? Is that what you say?
Every 5 minutes, it's Captain Spaulding with you.
Every 5 minutes.
All right, Adam.
Fine.
I mean, Andrew.
Oh, jeez. I went with another Wet Hot American Summer alum, and I'm with Ken Marino.
I had Ken Marino too.
Nice.
High five, man! Fuck yeah!
I think
Egon Spengler, Ken Marino. He looks it.
He looks it, and he can definitely pull that off.
Absolutely, yeah, Ken Marino, man.
I went with
absolutely.
Him, and as a backup, I went with Mark Duplass. So,
oh, okay, I like Mark Duplass. I think Ken Marino's way better.
Ken Marino's got better. Yeah, especially since we watched that movie
like
with Lake Bell.
Yeah. The...
In a world.
I think Ken Marino would be awesome for that role.
Ken
all right, Gotti?
Definitely.
I want Andy Dufresne. Old man Robbins. He'd be so tall.
Tim Robbins?
Would be perfect.
Get your patchouli stink
be fucking
out of my store.
He played a doctor before.
Yeah. So
he was. He played a scientist.
He's played a scientist.
Just
he knows
you know, Gotti's
casting.
He's a little bit older.
Gotti's casting the cocoon of Ghostbusters.
Oh, man.
I'm going it seems like every person on his list
is
octogenarian and plus.
That's right. Poor Tim Robbins.
Poor Tim Robbins.
So who does Kluger have?
I had Ken Marino, man.
That's a good choice.
That is a great choice.
Ken
I'm all for that. I can't believe you chose that. That's awesome. That is awesome. All right, so
I think Ken Marino's.
I think he's perfect for the role.
I think we're
gonna
bully you guys till you choose Ken Marino.
I like Ken Marino.
So.
I'll box Ken. Well, he's a good guy.
Five.
That's a lot easier than I thought.
Tough world. I do like the whole Tim Robbins thing because you could technically
he's tall and he's
cross
scientist.
Over Howard the Duck and Ghostbusters. Like
he's
he went from
scientist. It's that easy.
The Howard the Duck scientist.
Terrible. It's like my logic for Chris Tuck.
It's good.
Exactly.
Wait,
it's
black?
Long.
Do you know how to use one of these?
You know how to use one of these?
I like it. All right, we're moving on. Moving on. We're going to go to Dana Barrett, played by the beautiful and amazing Sigourney Weaver. She's perfect. I love her, but we have to recast her.
Tough. But
I would love to see who y'all pick for this. I think I have a good one this time. Mark Chaffardini, who do you have for Dana Barrett?
First choice has to be Carrie Mulligan. Oh. And second choice, I said, just because if you were to see my breakdown, if you'd see these one by one, you'd be like, okay, that kind of makes sense. Second one is Jennifer Connelly.
I'd rather go with Jennifer
Connelly. I like
Connelly
a lot.
I like Carey Mulligan sometimes, but she's just too fucking blank for me.
Yeah. Well, when you see who I paired her against for Venkman, that may make
with
okay.
or without accent.
Ryan Reynolds.
Without accent. So you want her to play American.
American,
yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
She could be American. She's not American.
You're brother and sister, damn it.
All right, Adam, what do you have for Dana Barrett?
Shame 2.
I picked
the Ghostbusters story.
Scarlett Johansson.
Of course.
I like her. I don't see her as that, but I like her though.
Boobs McGee.
What about you, Adam? I mean, Andrew.
Wow. Uh-oh, they're
like, it's like third time.
Oh!
That's the third time's a charm.
That is.
Next time.
There won't be a next time.
I actually went a little younger on this. I thought Kate Mara from House of Spades.
Ooh.
House of Cards, sorry, Spades.
When you said younger, I thought you were going to say Hailee Steinfeld.
Close.
I thought of her.
But
Chloe Moore.
That was my runner-up. But
no,
it's
too
thought
short.
Me, that I thought, you know, sci-fi background, Summer Glau.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I feel she has the depth to play someone possessed by a...
Okay.
Something versus.
I like her.
Yeah, yeah. So.
I also like Jane Levy. I was thinking of The Evil Dead. So.
Oh, I love
from
Jane
Frasier.
Levy. She's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
British.
Dottie.
I went more like cheeky, funny.
Bold.
Kirsten Wiig.
I like Kirsten Wiig.
She can play kind of goofy, frozen.
Yeah.
And then
I like
always one timing.
I like Kirsten Wiig.
I can do that. Fuck y'all.
Recast! The coon of Ghostbusters.
The coon of Ghostbusters.
She's like 30.
She's over.
I'm sorry.
She's 40 something.
She's, like
she's not 40. No way.
Full fun. Brian, what'd you say? Why we look up how old?
I picked Lizzie Kaplan.
That's a great choice.
I think she would be perfect for that role.
She's
Alison Brie from.
I like Alison Brie, but I like Lizzie Kaplan better because
that's a good
I think
one too.
Lizzie Kaplan could pull off that scared chair scene where the arms come out and get her, and she could also play like sexy, funny, and
she could also be a Janine though too. I can see her.
No, I don't want her as me. I want her Dana, man. She's
Dana.
High end.
Dana is
she's
twins
30.
This time.
Christian makes 39.
I'm doing Lizzie Kaplan for this all the way.
I like that.
Like Lizzie?
I like that.
And she's Jew, too.
Like
so.
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
Winner.
Curly hair and everything. She's Jewish.
Winner.
Awesome.
Not like the dinner.
So Lizzie Kaplan. All right, we're moving on to Raymond Stantz, played by Dan Aykroyd. Now, this character, he's kind of a tool. He's kind of an idiot. He bought a house and a car for, you know, ridiculous amount of money without even, you know, coming down off the price. But Raymond Stantz, Mark Chaffardini, who do you cast?
First choice is Tom Wilson.
That's an old
That's
guy.
Fucking cocoon.
But I love Tom Wilson.
Yeah, because if you saw him in The Heat.
He was so good.
Yeah, he plays great. He plays great.
She's
plays Kevin.
Looking for
but
my
he can't,
ball.
I feel like he can't be older than the original cast. Because why not just bring the original cast back if you're going to cast out?
Okay, fine. That's why I got two people.
Okay.
Andrew.
The kid.
Second choice would be Ed Helms.
Okay.
I like Ed Helms.
Yeah.
I like Ed Helms.
That's good.
Definitely.
I like Helms. I like Tom Wilson, though. He's so good.
Well, I had basically what he was saying for one of the other characters in Nick Offerman. Or Danny McBride.
Okay.
Nick
see, I can I can see Offerman and not Danny McBride for this role.
Why not Danny McBride?
I just
cursing.
I think he needs to.
Yeah.
He needs to be the funny
too vulgar.
Guy.
Yeah.
Dan Aykroyd wasn't vulgar. He was just fucking retarded.
He was a clueless guy. That's how I took it. That's how I picked my characters.
All right. Who did you
pick?
Andrew.
The two guys I thought up of was Ron Hubbell.
Yeah.
Great Children's Hospital.
Okay, yeah, I like him.
He's definitely has that clueless pan down, and he's, you know, great. And then, of course, Chris Pratt. I feel like we're using almost everyone from Parks and Rec in this movie.
Pretty much.
Chris Pratt has that timing down where he's just kind of a buffoon, but can also be have those serious moments that Dan Aykroyd had as well.
Yeah. I like that. All right.
I immediately thought John C. Reilly.
John C. Reilly?
Just goofy, freaking out there, and clueless out of his mind.
I like
totally
John C. Reilly.
Not Jonah Hill? Like,
no, because he's too short. Dan Aykroyd was like
tall.
I like John C. Reilly.
Was like tall.
I like John C. Reilly, and I like Ed Helms so far the best. My pick was Jason Biggs because I think he can play like kind of an idiot, but he's also when he's in the recent Orange and New Black. I think he's really good in that, and I think he could play the Stance character really well.
I don't know if he's strong enough, but yeah.
I think what about like Jason Segel from How I Met Your Mother?
He'd
be a quality.
For the next one?
Oh.
Okay. Well, speaking of that, Dan Aykroyd, we're going to the top of the line, our last cast of the day. Bill Murray played Peter Venkman, an iconic character who really just, if you watch the movies again, he's really just, he doesn't even believe in his own thing. He's just there to pick up women, make wisecracks. He doesn't believe any of it. So it's so difficult to replace Bill Murray.
Yeah.
How do you do it? But we're gonna try here today. Starting with Mark. Mark, who do you cast as Bill Murray? Peter Venkman.
Nobody steps in a church in my town. You do it in two different ways. You do it like kind of a cool and casual, like you said, a guy who doesn't really believe what's going on, or you do a guy who's really sarcastic. So my choices, in no particular order, are Bradley Cooper and Ty Burrell from Dawn of the Dead. And
I like Ty Burrell.
And
I like him.
Modern Family.
I don't feel like
I don't know what
I'm doing. I don't know what human being would stack books like this.
When you
I
don't know.
Ty
Burrell's
not
a
leading
guy, though. I don't feel.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I do like Ty Burrell. He would be great for, I think, Ray or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, going back, like my choice is Bradley Cooper. If you pair him up against who did I have for game?
Carey Mulligan.
Yeah, Carey Mulligan. And then I had Ty Burrell paired up against Jennifer Connelly. And like those two, that's why I was
thinking. So you're doing a duo.
Yeah.
All right.
That's really
I like Ty Burrell a lot. All right, Adam.
So yeah, I had Jason Segel. I thought
that's a good one. Jason Segel's good.
Also the other Jason Sudeikis. As a charisma.
The other Jason.
Jason
Sudeikis.
Yeah.
All right.
And I also really like Mark Duplass as a potential Bill Murray.
Okay. No, I like him.
Well, I have had Jason Sudeikis down as one of my guys too, but I feel like the other guy I have written down on this piece of paper is definitely Peter Venkman.
Okay.
Sam Rockwell.
Oh, yes.
That's a good
Sam
Rockwell.
Absolutely. Oh, I like Rockwell for that.
It's just he, you know, in the way back this summer they came
or,
out.
Or even
great
psychopaths, he could take a situation and just like
greatness.
You know,
I feel
make
like
it funny, make wise.
That's the guy.
Sam Rockwell, yes, that
yeah.
is mine.
That blew my mind. I'm sorry.
Oh. Well, sorry, I got you.
Sam Rockwell.
Who are you? Who are you gonna take?
Gotti.
Someone very old.
Fat Jonah Hill.
Tall Jonah Hill.
Tall Jonah Hill. Skinny Jonah Hill and Fat Jonah Hill are all in this movie.
If John C. Reilly is my Dan Aykroyd, Will Ferrell is my Peter Venkman.
Okay.
In the full comedic sense of the word, comedy.
But then I think if you had those two there, it would all just be about them two. It wouldn't be about anybody
right.
else.
But that's where you have the quality of, you know, Egon to, and you have a black lady.
I mean, I like those two. That'd be hard
to
make a movie with those two with a big cast like this.
That's true.
But it's a good pick. Good pick.
It is.
So do you have a backup?
What about you, Brian?
I picked, I said Seth Rogen, just because I think he could lead a movie, but my real pick was Rainn Wilson. I think Rainn Wilson could do a good job, but Sam Rockwell all the way.
Yeah.
Could Egon Austin?
Who
he could be
Rainn Wilson?
I don't see Rainn Wilson as a Peter Venkman.
He could have been Egon. I guess you're right.
I don't see him as the lead guy. You need someone that had
Rockwell
the charisma
all the way. Sam Rockwell.
Right. Rockwell.
Yes, I like that.
Brings that to the table.
Well, I really like the Rockwell thing. I was thinking that he could be more of a secondary character, like the mayor's aide. I thought that he could be a real, good small part. But I don't know.
We're forgetting one big character, guys. Who's going to play the motion-captured Slimer in this movie?
I had somebody
John
for this.
John C. Reilly.
Andy Serkis, right? He's might as well.
I mean, he's already in the film.
He's already in the film.
No,
he's
already in the film. Because it doesn't need to be CGI. It just has to be the voice screaming. It has to be like Brad Pitt. Like, just
yes,
uncredited Brad Pitt.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah, just him screaming. Didn't George Clooney do Sparky the Dog voice in South Park? I mean,
he
needs somebody that awesome to do something so small for that. I would choose
that'd
Brad
great.
Pitt or something.
If we went older, we could go Robert Downey Jr. for Venkman.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Another one.
Ooh, he's so good. Not a Ghostbuster, though. Not a Ghostbuster.
I thought you were going to pick Clint Eastwood since you wanted
to. Robert Downey Jr. was my old one.
Morgan Freeman and Winston.
Well, maybe Space Cowboys. The remake.
All right, if you want to call Gotti and let him know your cocoon picks for Ghostbusters, let him know. But that is our cast. Let us know what you thought. Let us know your picks. And we will be back with another Dreamcast shortly. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.